grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, Randy Dew. He's going to be talking about the origins of commercial law. Randy, thank you so much for being with us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your concern?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Stan and radio listeners. Today on the Radio Liberty, I would like to provide you with information you may not be aware of. Information to help you understand your rights as an American citizen. Information you can use to help you to protect yourself and your family members. An informed populace obeys the law, but does not bow down to corruption in government at any level. Before I get started on today's subject matter of the history of natural and social law, which are the roots of today's commercial law, I would like to bring to your attention that very, very, very few in the media today are interested in helping the American public to learn of their rights. And I join with you listeners in thanking Dr. Stan of the Radio Liberty for doing what it can to help inform you listeners of some of the shortcomings of the government judicial system in this country and to help you begin to understand you do have options inside and outside of the courtroom, options that will behoove you all to begin to learn about. Number one, I'm going to share with you the foundation of the commercial laws, which if we learn, we may learn to help protect our freedoms and the freedoms of our children and grandchildren. And second, I'm going to share with you how affidavits play an important part in all of this. And third, I'm going to share with you how we can utilize these foundational commercial laws to protect our freedoms from those in government who wish to make us their slaves. That's right, slaves. Example of this are those currently in government wishing to take away our right to keep and bear arms, which without we cannot protect our First Amendment rights. Of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, and the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, the highest social law is the Golden Rule. Quote, do unto others as you would prefer them to do unto you. That's the Golden Rule of our Creator. And a daily living of the Golden Rule is the highest practice of the law, and it is necessary for a stable society. Such practice of law cannot require a license and compels the conclusion that every man or woman who professes and lives the Golden Rule is a lawyer. With that being said, let's discuss and learn about the history of natural and social law. There are those who want to rule over you. Do they have the right? Maybe, and maybe not. Let's learn together, and you draw your own conclusions from what you learn here today. Now, the basis for all commercial laws in commerce today is the Ten Commandments. That's right, the Ten Commandments from the Bible.
Well, of course, the government would dispute that, but I agree with what it should be, and of course, what it is. We've taken the Ten Commandments out of our government, out of our law, but it should be based upon it. You go right ahead.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. In other words, the government, some of the liberal progressives want to ignore the basic foundation of our commercial laws, which in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, which is the basis for the fundamental Jewish commercial law system we have in the world today. Now, I want to make something very clear before I go through and share about the Ten Commandments being the foundation of our natural and social commercial law. First of all, Jews are no different from Gentiles from the perspective that some of the Jews, same way with some of the Gentiles, think they're above the law. This is the same with any other culture or people. As the old saying goes, money and power causes absolute corruption. When citizens vote a straight party ticket, this is the worst thing we can do, because any party that stays in office too long becomes corrupt. Now, I'm going to share the Ten Commandments, but are going to focus on the commandment pertaining to bearing false witness. Then, if there is time, I will attempt to better explain some of the other commandments. Now, we'll find the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. That's the foundation of our laws. And number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Number two, you shall not make yourself a carved image. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, the above four commandments are ecclesiastical law. Now, the following six commandments that I'll cover are known as secular law. And these are, the fifth is honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Now, this is a social security commandment, and if we have time, I'll cover it more on it later. The book of Ruth shows the importance of caring for our elderly parents, and it reveals the blessings that come from obeying this commandment. The next commandment is, you shall not murder. And the next commandment is, you shall not commit adultery. And the next commandment is, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is where affidavits come into play in commercial law. And in the tenth commandment is, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Now, to go on with the coverage and focus on about bearing false witness, the true character of a man is what he would do if he were to be never found out. Now, this part about bearing false witness.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. 22.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Randy Dew. Well, Randy, could you get more or less to the point? Because, of course, all the background is interesting, but I'm sure our listeners want to know what is the basis and how can they apply this to their lives today?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Let's focus on the specific point of bearing false witness and giving some background and so forth on that. This is bearing false witness. It is, or it was, a capital offense in Israel. In other words, you'd be put to death. But in America, the Jews are banished forever from the benefits of commerce with other Jews when they engage in bearing false witness. It's also known widely as lying. Now, in America, there are laws that avoid the extreme of death. And now, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. This is the basis for successful, lasting commercial commerce between people. Without truth in business, a nation will fall into economic collapse, as may be seen by the depressions that come about with every generation whom the people have forgotten that when they become liars, others eventually will stop doing trade with them and their businesses collapse, which in turn collapse the economy of the nation. Now, the economy of the nation will collapse when those who have accumulated wealth decide to stop doing business with the people that are liars in society. In other words, when too many people bear false witness against each other, basically, it's when too many people become liars. It's like when more than 51% of the people are living off the hard work of less than 50% of the people in a nation, then a nation falls into collapse, as is this nation entering into that stage. This is a result of a welfare mentality society. A person who isn't willing to work when they can work was left to starve. Starvation makes a man work. Now, stealing from those that work to give to those not willing to work is a surefire way to collapse a nation. To the Jew, telling the truth is the key to success in commerce. Anything less than the truth destroys commerce for them. In other words, lies would undermine their whole system of doing business with each other profitably. Now, the affidavit is the key to the Jewish commercial law. Such a deal you should have. In other words, people who ignore this deal are sure to fail and bring their nation to economic ruin. When the Jews have to deal with the Gentiles, they require everything by affidavit, no exceptions. All truth.
Now, why do you keep bringing up this whole issue of the Jews, Randy? Where are you going with this?
Dr. Stan, that is What I'm trying to cover here is to explain that our commercial laws today are designed upon the Ten Commandments, which came through, and the Jews are the ones who developed this system, and the Jewish Shatar has brought it about.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And so just trying to establish where the foundation of all this came about.
Right.
And see, the affidavit is a central part of this. An affidavit that is unchallenged is considered a judgment against the party who failed to answer. It's kind of like our courts bring a default judgment against us if we fail to answer or we fail to appear. Thus, what's good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander, I always like to say. In other words, when judges and attorneys refuse and or fail to answer our affidavits concerning commercial law, they've just earned themselves follow-up consensual public commercial liens and follow-up default judgments, and they held they set. Now, this is part of the process that we work with by bringing constitutional criminal complaints against wayward public officials who are cheating the American public out of their freedoms and rights. Now, under commercial law, which is contract law, if a person claims a thing to be true and it stands unchallenged, it stands to be the truth. Now, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, states, "No state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contracts." Now, if the swearing that is given in the affidavit statement, if it contains slack in it, in other words, if it's presented as our belief versus a fact, we can't be charged with lying. It's done that way. But this
Hello? Are we still on the air? The question is, I'm not certain whether I've been.
Dr. Stan.
What's that?
You're on the air.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't know what happened to our guest, but
we lost Randy. Randy's calling back in.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have Randy back here, and I'm not exactly certain where we're going, but we have that legal system, and it worked very well. We've gotten away from that legal system, unfortunately. Randy, go ahead.
Yes, I got cut off for some reason or another. Anyways, what the situation is if we've done an affidavit and the affidavit, if we say it's our belief, then it's open for challenge. And if it's left unchallenged, then the statements and or the charges against the party in our affidavit, they stand as truth. And the party refusing to challenge the affidavit has sacrificed his own truth if he did, in fact, have any truth to rebut the affidavit. Now, if we require an answer to our affidavit and the party about whom the affidavit statement is made doesn't challenge the statements of the affidavit, then it is considered to be the truth by acquiescence. This is a basis of commercial law on this. If the affidavit requires that the other party answer certain questions or qualify certain accusations we've made against them, in other words, he avoids answering, then he waives his opportunity to clarify the issue, and the issue stands as truth given by the first party. Now, if a party is charged with something and they don't challenge it, then the charge stands as accurate. If this party tries to make any claim that the affidavit isn't true, but they will not place their claim in the form of an affidavit, then it's construed to be a lie. You know, bearing false witness has a destructive effect. Most problems in our society today could be corrected if people would tell the truth. One fundamental idea that I want to get across is that bearing false witness, what it has to do with affidavits. We are most concerned with truth, and affidavits are used to determine truth. So any judge, attorney, and or party who refuses to answer an affidavit is construed to be a liar and guilty of the criminal actions so stated in the affidavit. Judges who fail to answer affidavits is a violation of bearing false witness. That's the Jewish commercial law relies 100% on this commandment of bearing false witness. So any judge and attorney who claims they have not lied knows they're a liar. If a judge makes a judgment in a court without the affidavits being properly contested that have been presented to the court, then the judge is considered to be a liar. And if that judgment results in injury to the party because that affidavit was not answered, then the lie is considered to be premeditated, deliberate, and grounds for execution. So any person like a judge who is going to exercise power and protect or perpetrate a lie in the process by refusing to answer the affidavits presented to him or her in or the court is considered to be evading due process of law. And they're lying by omission, and therefore, in its own way, is known as bearing false witness. So it all goes back to the Ten Commandments of bearing false witness.
Now, but how does this apply to what's going on today, Randy?
If I can continue covering through this, this applies to the fact that when a person goes into court system, you need to find truth and justice. Today's court system is a RICO operation set up where the judges and attorneys that operate on case law and so forth, when they don't allow your affidavits in there to be heard, then they are committing bearing false witness. And if people can come to understand the foundation of bearing false witness and follow this through to the affidavits, then they can hopefully understand that by putting the affidavits into the court records when they have a case or whatever, when that judge or those attorneys don't answer them, then those judges and attorneys can be charged with bearing false witness. So any judge that will not support the power of affidavits in the court is a fake. And he's going to do more damage to the citizens than a horse thief. And they used to hang horse thieves. So the fundamental rule is that nobody can proceed in a lawful court of law unless all affidavits presented have been answered. Now, as the affidavits have been answered to the satisfaction, they have to be answered to the satisfaction of the maker of the affidavit. In other words, if you've been thrown into the court, brought in, somebody's accused you of something, and you make an affidavit sworn to be true, correct, complete, not misleading, the other parties, they have to challenge it by an affidavit and categorically point by point. If they don't, then they have violated that part of due process of law. Now, due process of law requires full disclosure. And so if they don't answer the affidavits, they haven't given full disclosure. And due process of law is pursuant to the Constitution, Amendments, the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, and also Article 4, Section 1 of the Constitution, which is the Full Faith and Credit Clause for the United States of America, the Constitution. In other words, the Full Faith and Credit Clause basically states that all legislative acts, all records, and judicial proceedings shall be given full faith and credit, meaning somebody got to put their John Henry on a dotted line, taking full commercial liability for their claims. Well, what you're going to find out, any of you who've been in a court system, you're going to find out that a lot of these judges and attorneys will not swear and take full commercial liability for their claims against you. They'll make accusations and for so forth, but they won't swear to it or affirm that it's true, correct, materially complete, and not misleading. So they're bearing false witness. Now, this goes back to, you know, if a judge or attorney engages in lying directly and or indirectly by omission, as when they will swear the affidavit to be true, correct, and complete, but they refuse to state and not misleading. This is the key in it. If they refuse to add not misleading, they may be lying by omission when they refuse to state not misleading. Now, if the American Jews refuse to step up and protect commercial law in America today, they're going to lose their credibility with respect to Christians and will lose respect in the Jews to the rest of the world. You know, if the judges are going to charge you, the listener, with a default judgment for failing to obey all the court's rules and procedures, which most of them are not positive law, and there's no absolute way that you or I have been taught this in public school, then why shouldn't these judges and attorneys, whom are supposed to know the law, not be held accountable to default judgments by citizens who learn to utilize commercial law against these very judges and attorneys? Remember, the citizens' First Amendment right peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of the grievances?
We're out of time, Randy. I want to thank you very much for being with us this morning, and I hope that the people have learned a great deal about the basis of law from what you said. Thank you very much for being with us. God bless. Bye-bye.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I think we'll do open lines the last half hour. I thought that perhaps we could talk a little bit about the imminence of war in the Near East and the Middle East. And basically, everything points to the fact that there's going to be some sort of military action against Syria. Syria certainly has put up a valiant fight against all the terrorists that we could throw at them. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to everything you are hearing through the controlled media, although a little of this coming out now, we are behind this whole civil war in Syria. It is simply that the establishment that controls our government wants to crush Assad, destroy the stability of that nation, as they've destroyed the stability over in Egypt and gotten rid of a secular government, or that at least had a treaty with Israel and now, of course, brought in Morsi with the Islamic Brotherhood, and they are certainly preparing for a war with Israel. In fact, we're helping them prepare. We're going to sell them 20 fighter jets. Why would Egypt need 20 F-16 fighter jets, a whole flock of tanks, and who are they going to use them against? Are they going to use them against Tunisia? No, of course they're going to use them against Israel, and they're going to use them probably against America when we certainly go to war over there and in defense of Israel. And that's just what we did with the Second World War. That's what we did certainly in Vietnam, where we were funding the communists in Russia, who were providing the jets and the anti-aircraft and sophisticated missiles for the North Vietnamese that they were using to kill American soldiers. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you what your thoughts are. But everything points to the fact that there's going to be very real problems in the area surrounding Israel in the months that are coming. Interestingly enough, you might be interested to know that Lindsey Williams called me yesterday. He's in the hospital in Mexico, and we'll be interviewing him next week. But I specifically asked him what he heard from the insider contact that he has about the possibility of Israel and or the United States attacking Syria. And without hesitation, he said that there certainly was no question that the plans were already there for an Israeli invasion of Syria. And whether he was a little vague as to whether we would be involved in that, but certainly Israel is going to invade Syria to prevent Syria from, to prevent the terrorists from getting chemical weapons. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is staged. I don't know all the intricacies, but I do know that we're following some sort of a master plan, and basically, of course, Syria has gotten its chemical weapons primarily, initially, at least from Saddam, and we had given the weapons to Saddam back during the Afghan War. So why would we give Saddam Hussein weapons, chemical weapons, to use on the Iranians during the 1980s? And I have no question that's true. Actually, I had opportunity of one time interviewing a fellow from Special Forces who'd been assigned to Saddam Hussein's army to help him deploy the chemical weapons that were used. They killed literally hundreds of thousands of young Iranian boys. They were using boys 15, 16, 17 on the front lines of the Iranian military, and we just they just killed them all. Saddam killed the and these were Afghan boys. This was when Saddam was at war with Afghanistan. Under any circumstances, why the Saddam was at war with the Iranians, and that was the Iranian war in the 1980s, and of course the Iraqi forces using chemical weapons killed the Iranians at that time. Well, our number is 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But those same chemical weapons we gave to Saddam at that time, he had transferred to Syria, and those are the weapons in Syria, which, of course, the Jews are going to have to capture so they don't fall into the hands of the terrorists. And this whole scenario doesn't make sense unless there's another plan behind it, and I believe there is a long-range plan that is going to draw us into a war in that area with devastating consequences. And whether the next step after Israel attacking Syria will be Israel attacking Iran, Basically, Lindsay does not believe that's going to happen. I know Dennis Cuddy doesn't believe there's going to be a war with Iran, but so much of what I read makes me think that there will be a war. Let's hope and pray they're right and that I'm wrong, because a war with Iran will be a disaster. But we're moving certainly into more and more in the way of conflicts, and this is what you do when you're having economic problems. You create a war, it serves as a great diversion, and takes the attention of the people off the fact that, of course, socialism doesn't work, that we cannot afford all the socialist programs that we have. There is no possible way that we will be able to pay off the Social Security and Medicare obligations that we have already assumed. And now we're going to take on Obamacare. And the largest medical component of Obamacare is Medicaid. Now, right today, according to Tom Coburn's book, The Death Bomb, Senator Tom Coburn, there are over 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. And certainly with the Obamacare, there'll be another 20 or 30 million people on Medicaid. And this is going to be a disastrous thing, first of all. I mean, people will be able to get free medical care. And I have nothing against people who really need medicine getting free medical care, but it should be at the local level where they can be checked and monitored, not in a situation where coming in under federal law, and there's no way to check and control the costs. And this is going to get so out of bounds, it's simply going to bankrupt America. And that is the intention. You go back and you read the information was put out by Cloward and Piven, and that was back in the 1960s, writing in the Nation magazine, and they said, and they were communists, and they said, look, we can never take America by military force, but we can bankrupt the nation simply by spending and spending and spending. Their names were Cloward and Piven. You could look them up on the Internet, and you'll find that this is true. They intended to defeat America by massive spending and running us into debt, a debt that we could never carry, and that would collapse the so-called capitalist system. Well, unfortunately, we've already bankrupted this system. We have a true debt of about $85 trillion today. It can never be paid, can never be paid back, and there is simply no way that we're going to be able to afford all of these socialist programs, including Obamacare, which is coming down the line. Then, of course, the Republicans are not doing anything to stop it. The Supreme Court has been compromised, and Justice Roberts, rather than pointing out that there's nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to provide for the health care of the people, or even to dictate it, says, well, Congress has the ability to tax. And because Congress can tax, that's why Obamacare is constitutional. Even Obama wouldn't make that ridiculous argument, Justice Roberts would. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I fear we're moving.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Cintas, the uniform people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we'd like to know what you think. It's open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. But basically, of course, the justification for war with Iran is the fact that Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons. Now, basically, Iran says that they're simply trying to enrich uranium so they can use the enriched uranium rods in a nuclear power plant. What is the truth? Quite frankly, I know that Gerald Ford, President Ford, back in 1976, had encouraged Iran to go ahead and establish nuclear power plants, given the technology and the equipment that they needed at that time. And they've been working on developing nuclear rods ever since that time. Of course, they can buy them from Russia. They can buy them from others. But I believe, of course, Iran does want to get a nuclear bomb, but I also believe that we installed the Ayatollahs there. People have forgotten that we toppled the Shah in 79, and we put the Ayatollahs in power, and I believe we have our people working at the highest levels of that government in preparation for this coming war, which I think has been planned for a long time. I think there's a timeline out there, and it's being followed. And they're never going to let the American people know it's planned. But I fear that this coming war with Iran is going to bring devastating changes to America, and I hope and pray I'm wrong. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Dan in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Good. May I digress a little bit and ask you a question?
Sure you can.
The question is, the gentleman who is on the first half hour,
yes,
was explaining some very basic foundational explanation of the law system and legal system and
right,
how they have diverged. I did not get a contact from him. Do you have his name, and does he have a website?
Yes, his name is Randy Dew, Randy Dew, D-E-W, and you can just look him up on the Internet, and you can get him there.
Okay, very good, because he was really laying foundational work, and it a lot of us on this station understand where he's coming from, because
right,
we've been studying law, the law system, and the legal system, and how they're different, and how they've evolved into what they have today. It's a very big system, very powerful, and very hard to come up against, but he was laying the foundation, and so that was much appreciated, and I thank you for having him on. We've learned a lot.
Well, I think that people have to realize that our court system has become corrupted, but when you take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, you also take them out of our law schools, you take them out of our judicial system. After all, the Ten Commandments is the foundation of the Judeo-Christian faith. And, of course, we've simply outlawed that. We said there's a wall of separation between church and state. And why should we be surprised when we have a corrupt legal system and when we have corruption in government and we have increasing crime and violence? And you can go down. I often read the front page of the Wall Street Journal on the far left. They have these little clips there covering what the article is going to be. And so many of them are about corruption here and lying there and embezzling funds. People at every level of government are cheating and lying. Well, when you're taking a religious foundation of a nation, why should you be surprised when these things happen?
Exactly.
And I fear this is what's happened to our legal system, our judicial system.
Exactly. And through all this, it reminds me, in the Old Testament, when the Lord sent judgment upon his people for turning their backs on him. And I just pray that soon we'll all have the scales fall off our eyes, and we'll have the eyes to see and the ears to hear where we really are in this. And I pray that there's time for repentance, and not only on a personal basis, but on the basis of our nation. I think that's what's going on with the Lord. His involvement in this is that we will finally wake up and turn from our wicked ways. But I hope and pray that that will happen, and I'll go ahead and hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right. God bless, and thank you. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, you know, time and again, when people have turned against the Lord, why, of course, he's brought his vengeance. That's the story of Noah and the ark. And God destroyed everything on earth other than Noah and his family and the animals. Certainly, and that would have been about 4,500 years ago. And then, of course, we go on from there. We read about Abraham. He lived about 4,000 years ago. And at that time, why, of course, there were great cities there, and certainly in the valley adjacent to the Dead Sea, what we call the Dead Sea today. And they were prosperous cities. There were five of them. Sodom and Gomorrah were two of the five cities. And they were great, and they were prosperous. But the people had turned from God, and God brought his vengeance on those cities. And really what was so interesting is we've taken six trips to the Holy Land. Haven't been there in many years, but they were wonderful, wonderful trips. But never once did they ever show Sodom or Gomorrah. And we asked repeatedly when we were down in that area looking at Mount Masada, you know, well, where is Sodom? Well, let's sort of point off in some direction. But basically, they know where they are. The ruins are still there. I've had a friend, several friends who've gone, and the balls of sulfur, the fire and brimstone, are still there. You can dig down and find the little sulfur balls that are there that did not ignite when they rained down. And apparently, you can still see where the streets are, where the ruins of the buildings are. They're all in ashes, of course. But this is what happens to a great society or to a prosperous community that turns its back on God. And of course, I believe America was blessed initially, and then I believe America's turned its back on God. But the difficulty is that the Christians have allowed it to happen. And we have not stood up and said, there is no wall of separation between church and state. The founders of this country founded it on Christian principles, and the Supreme Court was taken over by the Masons. The Masons, because both FDR and Truman were Masons, they packed the Supreme Court with Masons, and the Masons took God and prayer, the Ten Commandments from America, and I fear that God's vengeance is coming on this nation very soon. I think it's going to be tied into coming forward the ram. And we'll be back in a moment.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, and I hope you've enjoyed the program this morning, and hopefully we can, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations, that you'll be in touch with us, and if not, that you'll pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. I do want to mention we do carry some products. We have a list of spices we carry, and people say, why would you carry spices? Well, it's simply another vehicle of raising funds to keep our programs on the air, but also the spices are excellent. We've used them for ourselves for 20 years. My wife and son got started using them after meeting a fellow named Old Bill at a trade show that they went to, and they saw him there on a regular basis. Got the spices. We've been using them. They just really make the food taste ever so much better. If you'd like a list of the spices, we'd be glad to send it to you. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. They'll send you a little packet, and maybe you'll start using them as we do. And then we carry health products, and we think health products really are beneficial. And many of the things that we take is the things that we actually carry. But you do need supplements of things like magnesium, and you do need large doses of vitamin D and vitamin C. And whether where you get them from, it certainly is up to you. We carry curcumin and so many of the really essential things that we don't get sufficient levels of in our diet. And then, of course, we carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we carry the Berkey water products, but then you can get those from the station as well. But if you'd like to pitch in and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We have, of course, the new 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We have a new 4-CD set on the geoengineering, and we have DVDs on both of those talks. To understand really what's going on today and how population control is being implemented, not simply by abortion and euthanasia, but by poisoning the food, by poisoning the air, by poisoning the water, by poisoning the vaccines, by poisoning our children. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21. Basically, I gave this talk at the Conspiracy Conference a year ago, and basically they gave me plenty of time. The problem with any of these talks is there's so much material in them, and you have to usually rush through, and you can't get all the information out. But this talk is well over 2 hours, and it will give you the background of how they are implementing population control. People notice the fertility rates are dropping throughout the world, and they think it's because people are deciding not to have children, and if you believe that, you're incredibly naive. They are poisoning the food with aspartame. Aspartame is over 10,000 products. It decreases fertility as well as producing pathological obesity and being carcinogenic and influencing your endocrine system. Aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent, and they renamed it NutraSweet, and they put it in all of your products, but it lowers fertility, just exactly as water fluoridation lowers your fertility and influences how your brain works, and that's why there is a lower level of intelligence in children who have been raised in areas with fluoridated water. And, of course, also, certainly if they're using hydroflow salicylic acid, why, of course, it's got a little lead in that, and that lead gives it encephalopathy that leads to criminal behavior, of course, because there's a genetic difference between blacks and whites. Why, of course, the black gets virus to increase the lead in her blood. So the whites do it with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and criminal activity and level of criminal activity skyrockets. You're never going to hear about this. But still, another 185 perfect.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed,